This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. One of the many political and legal fights coming in the new year will be over drug prices. For the first time ever, Medicare will have the authority to negotiate for lower drug prices. A 2003 law previously prohibited the federal government from bargaining directly with drug makers. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports that these talks will take place as pharmaceutical companies try to stymie the process in the court, and the stakes are pretty high.
The Commonwealth Fund's Gretchen Jacobson says 1 in 7 Medicare beneficiaries surveyed this year reported not filling a prescription due to costs.
Skipping prescription drugs has long-term effects on people's health.
And more than half who put off care said their health problems got worse.
This means higher costs over the long term for both Medicare beneficiaries and the Medicare program.
Drug makers have long used monopoly power to extend their patents, according to Yale Law professor Amy Kepshinsky. She says they've been able to set prices for years beyond what patent laws intended.
And before something like the negotiation program, it was very hard to address those abuses.
Medicare's new powers to negotiate drug prices will apply to just 10 medications for now, including treatments for heart disease and diabetes. But negotiating lower drug prices will be a balancing act, says Chris Meekins of Raymond James.
They don't want the cuts to be so significant that it encourages companies to exit the Medicare market.
Big Pharma has thrown the kitchen sink at the effort, according to UC Law San Francisco professor Robin Feldman, filing 9 lawsuits by her count.
Together, the lawsuits claim violation of more constitutional provisions than most people knew existed.
The industry has argued the government is taking private property for public use without just compensation. If the government prevails, the black box that is Medicare drug pricing will be a lot easier for patients to understand, says Mariana Socal of Johns Hopkins.
Under the new Medicare negotiation plan, there will be a maximum fair price for these drugs.
She expects patients will see potential savings in 2026 when, legal headaches aside, those newly negotiated prices are supposed to kick in. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.